拥抱大香港主义，香港地香港人做主持，大香港早晨。
好，回到第二節大香港早晨的時間，大家又給一些反應在 chat room 和在房巴比反應，看看我們的聲音畫面有沒有問題。阿近，我們第二節講什麼呢？
是，其實是星期三凌晨深夜底波團一些補充的。咁其實就不如播翻第一條片咧，就係講翻即係即係侵侵喺呢個世界冠軍會唔會鬧場嘅片段咧，實際上發生過啲咩事咧？
侵侵去睇波，
係大波
嚇。
咁 cut 得啦，佢嘅離開咗人。
好，今日就係侵侵與車路士一同慶祝奪得世冠杯。
但
係
其實慢慢慶祝落去，車路士球員都開始進入古斯遙模式咁滯噶啦，佢爭在未講出口嘅啫。
係啦，咁我又覺得佢哋嘅表情冇古斯遙。
而即係煙燻天奴都即係都少少想即係
想入佢走啦，
就俾翻啲球員慶祝之類啦。但係佢最後邊係吞喺人叢之中咧，就好似呢個 Homer Simpson 吞喺樹叢嗰個 meme song 咁樣，個 gif 咁樣。
系，
同埋都有少少有少少 relay 翻一阵，我都会拉佢讲嘅嘢，即系嗰个奖座其实嘅设计都几似个 Lux Loose 嗰间企业嗰种美学咯。
诶，
系，
又系你咁讲法，又似有啲似，
有咗种 feel， 即系呢个巧合嚟嘅啫。
环状嗰个，
我唔觉得佢会同即系华纳倾点数咁样 crossover 翻咯。
OK，
吓
系。
咁但係其實侵侵同英式足球嘅淵源其實係幾深下嘅，呢個幾 surprise。雖然呢啲喺英國嘅球迷圈係知呢個其實係一啲又係一個 meme 嘅事件嚟嘅啦。就呢個要翻翻去1990至91年季度嘅聯賽杯其中一彎嘅抽籤係請咗侵做嘉賓嘅。
哦，
咁嗰陣時佢係一個即係佢都算係一個即係喺紐約上好出名嘅風頭等嚟噶嘛。咁有時算係一種跨界娛樂，咁樣就設請佢做特別嘉賓啦，係幾離奇下嘅。咁一陣播完先再解話啦，即係其實有兩個足球名宿喺度嘅，咁佢背後有啲故仔嘅，其實
嚇
係好去邊去邊？
好，我哋第二條片。
A draw for the fifth round of the Rumbelows League Cup. Assisting me with the draw are Jimmy Greaves, who will draw the home team, and Donald Trump, who will draw the away team.
Hey, I told you, didn't I? I told you.
How you managed it.
Donald, very pleased to meet you,
nice
sir.
Nice meeting you.
Well done, Donald. Thank you.
This is some pad you've got here, isn't it?
No, it's pretty good. I hope you enjoy it. Trump Tower, I like it.
This is beautiful. I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a boardroom like this since I was in Doug Ellis's at Aston Villa. But we're
going to carry on.
Yeah, carry on with the draw.
Okay, I'll draw the home teams. That's right, David, isn't it? Number four, Tottenham Hotspur.
Okay.Number seven.
We'll play Norwich City.
Mm.
Okay. Right. Number three.
Swindon Town or Crystal Palace.
Number eight.
We'll play Nottingham Forest or Southampton.
Oh, well, well.
Number two.
Peterborough United.
Oh, well done, Jim. That's a good one for them.
Be pleased with that, Peterborough.
Number one.
We'll play Middlesbrough.
Oh, interesting. Only two left. Number five.
Leeds United.
against number six.
We'll play Manchester United.
Oh, Donald.
You don't realise what you've done there.
That's a biggie. That sounds like the game I want to go to.
Absolutely.
That gentleman concludes the draw. The ties will be played on the week commencing the 6th of January.
OK, let's recap on the draw. There we have Spurs against Norwich City. Swindon or Crystal Palace will play Nottingham Forest or Southampton. Peterborough will play Middlesbrough. And Leeds United will play Manchester United.
That's last year's semi-final, Jim. I'll tell you what, Donald. Are you thinking of opening a store in England?
Well, I think we're going to maybe go over there and watch a couple of these games.
Well, take my advice. You can open one in Leeds, but don't go to Manchester. Do you play football at all?
Well, I used to play, and we call it here soccer.
That's right.
It's never worked out as well in the United States as it has elsewhere. But although we're having the World Cup pretty soon coming to the United States, so that should be great. But it's a great game. I love soccer. I played actually in high school. I played soccer.
So you know what it's all about.
Oh, I love it. It's a great game.
Will you do anything with regards to the World Cup? Will you take part at all?
I don't know. I mean, other than the advertising and the other things, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it catches on now in the United States. And, you know, when you look at England and other countries, it's so big. It's so incredibly big. But in the United States, it hadn't really caught on until now. And it's starting. It's really starting. In fact, I see where the women, United States women, won the World Cup for women. So that's pretty good.
That is great. Well, look, we've got something to give to you. This actually is the Saint and Greavesy mug. This is the most prestigious award in football in history. Yeah. And when you pour your hot coffee in it, it's a funny old game.
Sounds good to me.
And we'd love you to have it.
Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye. President Bush or Frank Sinatra haven't got one of those.
Very good. I'll tell them.
Indeed.
Have a good time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the games.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Hey, 应该其实系系九一至九二嗰季嘅。
九一九二嗰季。
吓。
即系最尾嘅呢个英甲嘅年代咯。
系啊，末代英甲。
末代英甲。
啊，末代 football 呢仲系即系一级联赛仲系英甲。
吓吓吓，不过呢个就联赛杯啦。
系个联赛杯啦。啊，最后尾系
赞助都唔同。
最后尾系曼联1-0赢诺丁汉森林咯。
哦。
吓。吓。
曼联赢。系，
即
系
反为佢抽到嗰、那个即系我开始唔对路。列斯对曼联嗰个其实波系上一届嘅四强嚟嘅。最后，但系嗰上一即系90-91嗰个决赛系石州三赢咗曼联咯。
石州三赢啊？
系啊系啊系啊！喂，石州三嗰时仲系强，仲算系强到嚟嘅。
Okay, 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 okay.
即係又仲係有啲實力嘅咯，同埋嗰陣時未係咁，仲未係咁金元宇嘅咯，所以係有得困嘅咯。甚至你見到頭先抽籤見到嘅諾域治，其實係後來好似有一即係都係亞灣嗰啲時候咯，但係應該遲一兩季嘅。
亞軍啊，
係有一個大約係咁嘅，佢係但係淨係嗰陣時仲係淨係得冠軍可以打歐冠嘅啫。咁佢打咗足協杯嘅，但係佢淘汰賽期間佢係淘汰，所以就爆冷贏咗拜仁慕尼黑嘅咯。
這個
即係一般資深啲嘅英國球迷係知呢件事嘅，即係上次做總統已經提翻出嚟嘅往事嚟嘅啦。即係佢唔係完全對英式足球冇。
佢話佢有踢波。
佢話佢高中係有，高中係有踢過下波嘅。但係其實即係美國人嘅心態就覺得你即係高中嗰時踢下 soccer 咪即係可以踢下 soccer， 但係真係去到準備升大學真係 seriously 即係 real money 嗰啲都係嗰啲主要都係即係頭三即係我兵曲反嚟即係 NCAA 冇咁突出咯。即可能因為有半嘅球會都喺加拿大咯，即其都主即首先係美式足球啦，其次係籃球啦，跟住就棒球啦嚇。但棒球唔係話真係喺即 NCAA 水平唔係真係咁重要噶啦，即歸根結底都係美式足球加籃球，即喺大學學制最即多人會睇嘅都係呢兩種
嚇。
即係足球組就係覺得即係有益身心嘅體育運動啦。但係真正你即係透過體育嚟到即係望子或者望女成龍，其實 都話即係一係美式足球，一係籃球，一係棒球嘅啫。
係係係
嚇，其他嘢就唔係咁即係，反為相對地係次要少少嘅。
嗯、
即係嗰啲會變咗係一種體育型嘅怪獸家長咯。
係係
係，即係做呢啲中學學界或者中甚至係小學學界啲球證係好痛苦嘅件事嚟嘅咯。成日走喺度打交收場嘅咯。係
係，
啲家長喺度啊喺個台度嗌嗌大交，跟住可能話你個球證喺度嗌猛發雞猛之類嘅嘢咯，好Q混沌嘅就係。
啊！
即尤其是那些真正有機會會 promote 去職業那些學界賽事，有些可能係已經都知道你 make 唔到，係冇咁認真。
嗯、
但係有機會真係捧到你，即係變咗做運動巨星嗰啲就嗰啲家長係唔係人飲品嘅咧？
係啊，
即係嗰啲我諗係癲過香港嘅怪獸家長
嘅咯、嗯。未去唔到嗰個層次啊！香港啲怪獸家長
啊。
咁望至於成龍咧，咁應該喺美國嚟講咧，揀足球應該就注定佢冇注定成唔到龍
嘅。唔係難搞咯，即係你冇乜幾多個而家美國做好波嗰人，之前踢過車仔嗰個人叫做
佩列石
啊，佩列石，即係都唔係好，即係最 top 咪做到佢。
最 top 就咁樣，
即係喺歐洲揾到食咯叫。
以前有我都唔係睇歐洲，以前有當路雲。
當路雲，但當路雲係。講得好聽啲，女排女戰咯，次次去歐洲闖蕩完一陣就又翻翻去美職噶嘛。但佢美職其實佢個地位係坐得好穩陣啫嘛。
嗯嗯嗯，
即係佢變咗好似係有退路咁嘅款咯。
係啊係
啊，即係反為你見到嗰個時代，即係千禧早年，即係到2010年代，其實有少少似墨西哥聯賽嗰種 feel 咯。
哦，
即係真係外流嘅球嘅角腳唔多咯。
嗯，
即係反為呢樣嘢窒礙咗佢再提升落上去。咁去第五幅圖啊，
第五
即係睇波團，我講過啲擔心，但我講翻即係就文字報道啦。呢個係我嗰陣時 search 到唯一即係美國嘅媒體會報咯。咁嗰個媒體叫做 NJ.com 咧，咁應該係 New Jersey 咧，意思係即係啲地區媒體、地區媒體啦，地區網媒之類嘅東西去報啦。就係話，即係佢考慮下，即係因為呢、這個即係沙特阿拉伯資金嗰個打山 .com 嗰個媒體就問佢，即係訪問佢總監，佢就講咗一句話：我或者我考慮下，即係遲啲會即係簽個行政命令，即係正將呢、這個即係而家美國人話即係正式足球 soccer 正名翻做 football。
喂，
係咁就下一幅，跟住下一幅圖啦，就個內文係解釋點解會咁嘅。主要的原因就是我同即係之前 NFL 因為呢、這個即係三藩市淘金者嘅一個即係當時一個黑人嘅四分位 Colin Kaepernick 就因為成日玩呢個單膝跪，喺呢個 Black Lives Matter 運動期間就成日單膝跪咁樣嚟到，即係播美國國歌嗰段，即係開波前嘅國歌時段咁樣單膝跪嚟到做一個即係被動嘅抗議，即係令到 Trump 唔高興，就覺得呢個係唔愛國嘅行為。咁實質上，其實後來 NFL 封殺咗呢個球員嘅，即實質上話咩？佢將即類似係話咩？將政打打打體育之類啦。但實質上佢冇得打職業賽之後，其實嗰陣時 Adidas 簽咗份即係高薪嘅留言合約噶咯。即實質上佢唔係話真係封殺到，即佢唔係好似麥卡錫主義咁樣封殺咗之後，即係隱姓埋名，甚至寫劇本都要用化名嗰種狀態咯。
嗯，
佢其實係名利雙收嘅咯，佢變咗係個象徵人物咁樣存在嘅咯。而實質上佢唔係話真係一個咁勁嘅四分位嚟嘅咯。即係如果同翻即係San Francisco 49ers 其實係曾經係NFL 班霸嚟嘅，即係之前嗰啲即係嗰啲四分位嗰啲係即係Steve Montana 做Steve Young 嗰啲人係其實係響當當嘅名次嗰啲 Hall of Famer 嚟嘅。即係反為呢個人其實應該唔係好 match 到嘅啦。但點知佢因為搞跟住佢就搞政治嘅表態，反為佢變成咗一個即係變咗個社會知名人物咁樣咯。即係佢少少，我少少意外，即係 Trump 竟然都係仲記呢件事仲記仇咯嚇。因為即係實質上美國而家四大嘅體育運動都有好多啲即係即係仲係會嘅，仲 keep 住會有啲 work culture 嘅少少，即係唔同隊嘅程度嗰啲唔同咧。即係大谷翔平效力嗰隊洛杉磯道奇嘅棒球隊，其實試過即係揾啲變裝皇后去做歌舞表演嘅咯。咁當然搞到好大，又係搞到好大爭議啦。即係嗰啲合家歡時段嚟噶嘛。
係咯，台灣。
但佢哋即係佢哋而家嗰啲諗法就好似孩子的教孩子的性教育不能等咁咯。咁性教育可能包埋呢個即係即係性別啊，唔同性取向嘅平等咯。
哇，很多元啊，很多元係
即係台灣版嘅明光社嘅胡家盟啊，佢哋一句好出名嘅説話叫做怎樣教小孩啊嘛。
哦，
即係呢啲反為去到美國嘅話係一個好合理嘅係合理嘅質疑啊。
哦 ，OK
嚇。啊，係皮夾翻仔嚟講過，真係喺嘅，真係咁嗰個唔單止 FM 語文咁簡單，你嘅 Freddie Adu 咯，阿杜咧叫做，即係嗰陣時係一個十五六歲左右嘅僆仔已經係Nike 簽咗代言合約咯，係嗰陣時唔單止係美國媒體，世界各地媒體係吹到佢好勁，佢話即係下一個比利咁滯啦。咁當然亦都好不幸，佢係俾呢個燈神比利祝福咗啦。
哦，咁佢踢嗰啲咩队啊？
最后变咗人球嗰杯就存在咯。
哦 ，OK，
即系不断咁样试图再出道、再出道、再出道，但最后系一事无成咯。大家就系记得佢系一个即系被祝福过，即系俾各方包括即系俾嚟祝福过嘅一个嘅受害者啦。吓，
睇下先，
系好出名嘅呢个人，超出名。我谂我玩啲 FM 我都签过佢。
我睇下先，踢过咩队咧？奔飞家
系啊系啊，
波纳哥
吓啊！呢啲系已经系
呢
啲系呢啲系清，唔系呢啲系其实都系一啲即系通常系啲 Wonder Kid 嘅跳板嚟噶嘛。
佢嘅顶峰系奔飞家或者波纳哥，
佢嘅唔差，即系好多球星都奔飞家出身噶嘛。咁咁麦巴比都系先喺波纳哥成名，先翻大巴黎噶嘛。
我睇翻佢都系，但系佢唔系佢应该唔系正选啦，佢踢得嗰十零出场。
亨利查斯古特都系波纳哥出身噶嘛。
跟住然后佢又回流去美国，跟住就哇，佢嚟去嗰啲队我都唔知系咩。
系
啦。
吓。即系失落咗嘅天才，佢几乎系代言人咁滞啦。即系以成个足球历史嚟计，最被吹捧，但系即系反差极大咯。
哦，大家都签过，我冇咁早玩 FM 啊，我都唔识佢添。
系你应该系仲可能系仲系学紧行至到读幼稚园之间嘅事呢啲往事咯。
我睇翻佢出。到系
千禧初年咯，千禧初年咯，
哦咁系，我做紧小学，
我哋做小学，即系仲未染上呢种足球毒瘾咯。
仲未，其实我去到中学毕业先开始叫多啲睇波，之前咧呢四年一度，
我系呢个游戏更新人士啦，已经戒得咗个毒瘾。
系
啊，大家反应都好大，
神同嗌到嗌，原来大家都领
集体回忆嚟，呢个
FM 唔会领
喺个虚幻世界就唔系嘅，喺个虚幻世界其实佢几即系唔同程度嘅成功，睇你点用佢咯。
嗯
嗯，吓咁要讲翻即系其实点解即系首先要探究咗即系其实两个问题系同一样嘅，点解英式足球会别称做 soccer
啊，
或者美国人会最后尾将即系将一种即系其实系将一种即系美国化咗嘅橄榄球运动叫做 football 咧，
系啦系啦
系。其实呢个同football 加埋rugby 最古早嗰阵时啊草创嗰种状态系好大关系。
嗯，
即系喺英呢两样运动都系英国嗰度嚟嘅，都系英国就先系啲工学或者系跟住牛剑啲精英大学嗰度出现嘅一种运动嚟嘅。喺古早嗰种状态，其实个界开头系界线好模糊嘅，甚至即其实两样嘢都即其实开头其实个规则未系定到，根本系介乎而家嘅篮球同埋而家嘅英式足球嘅存在嚟嘅。其实系捞到好乱嘅，同埋喺英国各处地方有各处嘅例。
哦，吓，
就几混乱，即系未一种未统一嘅状态，差唔多好似我哋大部分人玩大富翁会有 house rule 一样。
嗯，系，
吓，咁系慢慢先至有啲人觉得，就咁，其实即系开始咁嗰阵时，亦都系开始有工业革命嘅年代，开始起铁路嘅年代。
嗯，
逐渐就系即系英伦嘅本岛开始，即系交通开始慢慢方便咗。
嗯，
就唔同地方啲隊就開始可以有機會，即係跨地區對戰。跟住就發現咗大家跟啲規則唔一樣嘅，就成日搞到口同鼻拗，就開始逐漸開始有人傾咗，我哋係咪應該要揾處地方坐低傾掂佢，整一個大家都認可嘅規則出嚟。即係咁，但係大家雜雜見面就冇人嘅啫，就本來諗住大家開心下，點知搞下我哋拗翻好多時間拗規則。即可能有时玩大富翁都会出现呢种问题，或者玩 Uno 都有呢种问题一样。 咁先至慢慢去開始釐清啲規則，同埋逐漸rugby同埋 football 開始分開。一開始其實有時最早期就有時rugby可以別稱為 football 嘅。兩樣嘢其實係開始撈埋嘅，開始撈埋嘅。就逐步先至兩種規則慢慢分流，同埋慢慢全國開始統一到規則。咁到足總正式成立嗰陣時，會嗰個正式嘅稱呼叫做 Association Football。即係因為即係嗰個其實係一個即係成立咗足總先，跟住就傾一個即係傾一個統一咗個
規矩嘅
係啦，其實係講 Football Association Rule 咁解咯。
嚇，
咁跟住就兩種名先至分開咗。咁嗰時牛津劍橋啲學生就有啲即係有種俚語嘅，有時將啲稱呼就整個架字咁樣，咁尾音咁樣嘅。咁rugby 就變咗，即係佢又叫做
rugby。
Football 就因為叫 association， 即係因為全名叫 association football， 所以就變咗做 soccer 啦。
哦。
喺 association 嗰個字嗰度轉過嚟嘅，就變咗係足球嘅另一個種稱呼啦。咁其實都係一種正式稱呼啫，例如即係英語世界而家歷史最長嗰個嗰款權威雜誌，仲係叫做World Soccer 咯。而呢一喺呢啲即係逐即係喺啲即係釐清規則嗰段即係介乎未有共有規則同有規則嗰段中間狀態嘅時代，其實rugby 嗰種係傳咗去美國嘅。咁美國人就開始慢慢即係發展到自己嘅規則出嚟。但係因為傳去嗰陣時即係嗰陣時 rugby 仲係別稱，仲係叫做 football 嘅。到最後尾，佢哋決定即係去到1870几年嗰陣，決定將呢個運動正式，即係嗰陣主要都仲係大學學界嘅一種運動嚟嘅，職業賽甚至打 Super Bowl 嗰啲係1960几年嘅事嚟嘅，好後來嘅事嚟嘅，先至叫佢做 football。
個
意思就話即係又係人用兩隻腳跑嚟到做一種球類運動，其實就用佢嚟做分別同馬球分別出嚟嘅啫。所以才會有這種這樣的語言的分歧在那
裡。學到東西真的是聽眾說真
的。即其實這個是 英美之間一些文化上的差異。其實棒球都是英國本來一種其實一種是給小路仔玩規則易一些，一種當是一種簡易版 的板球的運動，叫做 Rounder。跟住，但係呢樣嘢傳到美國之後，反為美國人是喜歡玩這種運動多一些，跟住變下就變了棒球。所以英國人最初見到美國人玩棒球，覺得你哋玩呢、這個即係唔係玩呢個細路仔嘅玩意咯？
係。
但係呢種其實係一種美國人建立一種美國例外論身份認同嘅一種手法嚟嘅。就係專登就係即係全世界都已經將足球主要叫做 football， 但係偏偏佢就唔改呢個名咯。就變咗即係有少少係即係始終佢係想從英國嗰度脱離出嚟，自己獨立成一個國家嘅。即係所以其實底裏佢哋或多或少有少少去英國化嗰種味道咧。咁同即係某一個島嶼嗰啲島民諗嗰啲嘢有啲少少似似地啦。雖然佢哋咪去到一個地步連英文都唔講啦，佢哋專登要講一種即係直頭同英文完全辨認不到嘅美文出嚟啦。即係你唔似嗰個島嗰度即係學英語嗰時嗰啲
美語教室。
即係嗰個係我哋去嗰度旅行嘅其中一個巨大嘅文化震撼嚟，
啊，似咗澳語啊、紐語、加語，
係，所以Trump如果真係簽咗個行政命令，係好超震撼嘅真係。即係反為係一個好大美國主義嘅人物，佢係將佢係反為解除咗一個大即係美國例外論嘅一個嘅文化符號，然後將佢從全球再整合翻嚟嘅，即係反為同Trump嘅風格嘅即係施政風格，即係話即係想去全球化，其實調翻轉。
我覺得遇到的衝擊應該都會幾大，
幾突
逼，應該都會好大反對。
佢搏一樣嘢，但係依樣嘢都複雜咧，要加翻即係加翻呢個Epstein file 嗰個因素，因為始終保守派嘅選民好多其實係 NFL 球迷嚟嘅，但係佢對 NFL 搞咗好多 book culture 啊、身份政治嗰啲嘢，其實佢哋好 fed up 噶啦，即係佢哋對而家美國嗰啲職業運動其實係一種弱即弱離嘅狀態咯。佢哋可能中意嗰種運動，但係佢哋好討厭嗰啲會方塞好多 book culture 嘅元素落去咯。雖然而家你講嗰個 cultural politics， 我哋台長嗰陣時都提過啦，其實主要就係WNBA 嗰個白人嗰個好波人咯 ，Kevin Carr 咯，即係佢係大 大部分黑人球员之中嘅唯一一个白人球星。
嗯、
而喺啲黑人球员系成日都用成日打成日对用对矛打矛波啦，即系变咗佢其实好似系调翻转被歧视嗰个人。
系
吓，
系
吓，唔系 American football 呢个系海外嘅，即系美国以外嘅人形容嗰种运动嘅啫。
系咯，如果唔系
佢哋自己系叫 football 嘅，佢哋系 football 还 football，soccer 还 soccer 嘅。系咁，澳洲都有澳洲式篮球或者澳洲式足球啫嘛。吓吓，
系
即系呢样嘢到底会对 Trump 有益处有坏处就？其实一年之后咧，我估佢真系签行政命令唔会咁快签嘅。其实呢啲系似系一个世界杯嗰阵时要做大动作嘅伏笔嚟嘅。即系所谓嘅世冠杯根本就系一个即系以场地嚟讲系一个世界杯变相嘅演练啦。
系
呢个有啲怪咧。以前通常世界杯前嗰年系会整个四角赛噶嘛，或者洲际杯或者搞四角或者搞四角赛噶嘛。即最出名咪1997年嗰次嗰个法国杯咯，即系卡鲁士射咗嗰个世界波嗰场咯。但而家就唔玩呢啲嘢噶啦，但而家變咗竟然係一個球會級別嘅一個世冠杯嚟到變成咗熱身啦。
係啦，
咁都咁即係呢個阿星都變咗個大苦主啦。有一場因為有雷暴警告，就搞到對又車斜一場波，雷暴警告搞到 delay 咗成兩個鐘頭啊嘛。
嗯
哼，
係
甚至你會見到會有即係 half time show 搞到個半中場休息，加一休成即係半個鐘再鬆少少。
嗯，
即係呢啲嘢對美國以外嘅球迷非常之唔適應啦。甚至我睇開美職聯嘅都有啲怪，有啲怪異啦。
啊，
所以我唔 sure， 我唔係好清楚最後尾即係美職聯最後尾季後賽嗰個 final 係咪都係咁玩法
啊？
嚇！但係即係我諗去到世界盃嗰陣時，嗰個震撼更加大啦！大家真係會坐定定睇直播啦。
嗯嗯，
即係中間夾啲啦 ，half time show 又唔知啲藝人會演成點嘅，可能係演到好難睇都唔定嘅。
係，
而家好難估，即係歐冠杯已經有少少美國化嘅味道噶啦嘛。嚇！但係如果講即係有樣嘢會羅上級別，但係級別可能要你剪餐懵噶啦。即係而家講一啲體育上嘅一啲微妙全球化嘅，即係啱啱呢今日下晝好似水川宏應該會講台灣嘅即係直棒嘅明星賽咧。
係。
咁我而家會講嘅係北美直棒嗰個嘅明星賽 All Star Game 啦。咁今年嚟到我其實我而家即係老實講，你喺香港好難去真係睇完完整整一場棒球比賽嘅，打成三個鐘頭。雖然佢而家已經算係改咗嚟加速咗個球賽嘅速度㗎啦，但係三個鐘其實走唔甩㗎啦。咁結果即係因為北美職棒其實分兩個聯賽嘅，最後尾係就打各自打 playoff， 然後就嚟一場總決賽咁啦。但
係
夏天。NBA 以前係好似東西岸咁啊，我唔知而家又點啦。但係實際上佢係你一邊就北美職棒係直頭分兩個聯賽
嘅。哦，咁就 NBA 有啲唔同。
係有啲唔同。咁夏天嘅 All Star Game 就係即係一個係叫做 American League， 一個叫 National League 啦。咁就 National League 開頭係領先嘅，但係去到最後一個回合就一個 American League 就絕地反擊就追平咗。
嗯。
但係就逆轉勝唔到。
嗯。
咁就發現咗另一件大吃一驚嘅事啦，就原來今年引進咗 tie break 噶。以前嘅棒球係不斷打 extra inning， 即係嗰種打延長賽，打到分到勝負為止嘅，即係可以打到三更半夜嘅。但可能即係因為呢啲係即係全國合家歡睇嘅賽事，費事啲細路嘅細路捱眼瞓。而家變咗好似而家變成英式足球嘅模式咯。而呢個模式係似似地互射十二碼，雖然 exactly 就係呢個，即係變成一個 common derby 式嘅決戰。
嗯，
咁 common derby 就唔係敵方嘅投手嚟掟個波俾你嘅，實際上係你甚至係你自己嘅隊波嘅 pitching coach 拋個波，直接喺嗰個好球區嘅正中心嗰度就到你去打到全隊打咁樣啦。
即
所以佢又唔即係似係互射十二碼，又唔算係互射十二碼咯，即係反為即係棒球即係投手與擊球手嗰種對決，其實有啲互射十二碼嘅味道。不過雖然後面係有個就係有隊，即係有個 defense team， 即係內外野手去 back up 咯。咁但係呢樣嘢反為就變咗鬥邊個打得多空温嚟到贏，即係每一個擊球手有三個即係打空温嘅機會，即係。最後看看哪一個，即是打三彎的，最後看看即是累積最即如果其中一方可能去到一個對方已經追不到的彎，就當贏了。
嗯嗯
最後好似最後都係 Leslie 贏翻，但係睇到我真係睇到呆咗咁滯，即係估唔到會有啲英式足球規矩嘢會滲入咗去美國體育嗰度咯。即係雖然而家嘅似係一個即係分體式全球化嘅年代，但係發覺其實體育仲係好全球化。
嗯嗯嗯。
即係你會發現到，即係會可能搞下就係美式足球可能會就翻英式足球嘅用語，跟住棒球竟然會有啲類似互射十二碼嘅機制，咁樣嘢都幾狂咯。咁另外琴日朝早就我就去 IMAX 而刷咗 F1 電影咯。
啊，
其實佢超人上畫嗰啱啱一個星期前係全部 IMAX 係播曬超人嘅。
哦，
我大吃一驚咧，會唔會真係咁鬼快？原來話就 IMAX 就 F1 電影落畫啦。見呢個禮拜有翻，即係可能因為我諗都有啲孫總要求員工都開翻啲場，有限度開翻啲場次咯。咁就閃咗去睇咯。咁其實運動真理學嗰陣時 check 翻我，即係略略都留嗰類言嘅，即係嗰陣時和仔哥話，即係其實我都講咗個言機嘅，呢套戲係你越熟，你越迷 F1， 其實你最好唔好去睇嘅，即係套租位越多嘅，就係嚇，即係反嚟你對 F1 一無所知嘅話，就絕對不能錯過。同埋要睇，即係我就生問嘅，我根本上第一次睇就應該去 IMAX 嘅，就是、因為我錯過咗 IMAX 嘅機會，我覺得即係要。即係我知道啲套租位係乜，但係都照睇多次。
哦、
但係其實如果你放空腦袋嘅話，套戲係好睇嘅。
嗯，
咁同埋真啲視聽效果係進一步強化，你喺 IMAX 睇嘅話，嚇、咁喺運動真理學個 chat 嗰度留咗個補充嘅留言，就話其實呢套戲主要係幫 F1 去進攻美國市場咯。
哦，
嚇、咁一個好緊要嘅一個 clue 就係、是，即、就、係、是、Brad Pitt 個主角最後變咗係一個四處流落嘅車手，就係佢個開頭就係做佢係即係去參加呢個地通拿嘅24小時耐力賽。
嗯、
其實呢個有趣，佢係地通拿賽道，但係個賽道喺歐洲化咗，佢又唔係好似 NASCAR 嗰種就咁去，即係好簡簡單單咁直路轉左嗰種嗰個形態嘅，即係佢入邊都有啲歐洲式賽道嗰啲，你話即係大大小小嘅彎位咯，佢撥咗圈係。咁同埋嗰個係啲歐洲嘅一啲 GT 耐力賽，一個組別嘅耐力賽嚟噶啦。咁但係咁個主角設定咗佢係美國人嚟噶嘛。咁但係佢玩一啲歐洲系嘅耐力賽嘅賽事，但係佢喺美國分站咯，同埋佢喺個即係好 iconic 嘅地通拿賽道嗰度咯，即係依個已經係即係用咁嚟做開始嘅話，依啲其實用嚟即係擺明係用嚟取悦美國人㗎啦。咁、實際上最後尾即係其實個核心都係做以 Brad Pitt 為核心，雖然佢帶住一個黑人嘅英國國籍嘅僆仔啦，即係嗰個因為依套戲其實係鹹尾度做顧問嘅。即係英國嘅即係出曬世界冠軍後嗰種顧問，即係嗰個或多或少其實係反映住佢少年時代嘅自己咯。
哦，
初出道時代嘅自己咯。嚇，
係
嚇咁係你 ISI 睇係咪 IMAX 版嘅 ISI 嚇
係
嚇睇60年嘅戰爭片咁。下星期神奇四俠，神奇四俠我就唔係太大期望啦，嗰個唔係即係聽講係鬱味，即係鬱味超重啦。
一對 Marvel 唔敢得好大大期望。
聽講係其實係頭好 Q 鬱咯，係即係真係 MCU 嗰種嘅鬱咯。
啊，
咁話題轉到呢，講到呢度咧，其實我係睇咗超人，係
我都睇咗。
啊，咁我要補充一下我嘅論點啦。咁但係。未講之前就先睇一睇，即係Ben Shapiro 點樣套租呢套戲咯。
Politics of the situation are supposedly this foreign policy thing. So the left is suggesting that the foreign policy conflict in which Superman engages is a stand-in for Israel and the Palestinians, or alternatively for Russia and Ukraine. So let me give you the geopolitical setup. The geopolitical setup here is that there is a country called Boravia, and this country called Boravia is run by essentially a corrupt dictator who's working with Lex Luthor.And it invades another sovereign country, Jarhanpur. Okay, and so Superman stops that at the very beginning. Okay, like, and doesn't show him stopping it. He talks to Lois Lane about it, fine. Okay, the idea is geopolitically that Boravia has been a longtime ally of the United States. Jarhanpur is a country where we don't know who it's allied with. And it may or may not be run by jihadis, but we don't know. Like, we don't know who it's run by. It doesn't matter. The only reason that Clark stops it, that Superman stops it, is he says because
people were going to die.
which, as we'll get to in sort of my final breakdown of why this movie doesn't work and why no really good Superman movie has been made since 78.
What did he say?
I'll explain in a moment. The people of Jharkhandpur are brown.
Look at my African-American over here.
The people of Bravia are white. Okay, so this is why the left is reading this as Israel of the Palestinians. The reason it doesn't work that way is because we are not made aware that the people of Jharkhandpur are either wildly terrorism supportive, that they have participated in multiple terrorist attacks on the people of Bravia. They're led by a corrupt dictatorship that murders gay people, right? None of that's in the movie. So it doesn't match up that way. And the idea that Bravia is Israel in this iteration, like a longtime U.S. ally that's randomly invading countries for territorial gain, that does not match up to any of the facts on the ground that we know of at all. That is not real. So maybe in left-wing brain, that's how it reads. I could see if you're a left-winger and you don't know anything about the situation or you think a bunch of false things, you could read that maybe. You could also read this as Russia-Ukraine because it's one sovereign country that's invading another sovereign country and because the leader of Bravia has a Russian accent. So I guess that if you have like poison left brain.
The Russians are f***ing nuking us. Go! Go, go, go! We're all gonna go! Come on, come on! The missiles are coming! They've lost their mind! Go! Get to the gym!
But you certainly don't have to read it that way. And I'm not going to read it that way because it's stupid and it doesn't make any sense politically. It makes no sense. Okay, so this brings me to my final point about this movie and all other Superman movies. The fundamental flaw in all Superman movies of my lifetime is the thing that Hollywood cannot say and will not do.
Politics, does he still stand for truth, justice, all that stuff?
The only Superman movie that I have ever seen that uses truth, justice, and the American way is the original 1978 Superman.
I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
This is not just a throwaway line. It is deeply important to the character of Superman. Why? Well, because take Superman just as a character. Superman is unbelievably powerful, unstoppable. He's faster than anyone. He has X-ray and laser vision. He's stronger than anyone, right? He's basically a god on Earth and the biggest god. He's Zeus, right? He can do whatever he wants. And so why is he the good guy? Why isn't Lex Luthor right? Because, let's be real, if there were a person on Earth who actually had those powers, Americans would rightly be very much afraid of that. Correctly. As Federalist 51 suggests, you need ambition to counteract ambition. If any one person had ultimate power, what you're really talking about is a philosopher king. And that's pretty scary because that person could be a dictator, simply doing whatever they want to the world. The only reason why Superman would be a hero as opposed to a villain is because he grew up in America, because he has the American way, right? He's emblematic of what America is. May blunder, may make mistakes, but overall stands for freedom and liberty and private property and free speech and all of those things.
All that stuff.
Right? All the good American stuff. There's a great comic book called Superman Red Sun. It's an alternative universe in which Superman's capsule from Krypton lands in Soviet Russia. And he grows up as the emblem of Soviet Russia. And he's evil. Because he grew up in Soviet Russia. Because if you give that power, that amount of power, to an evil ideology, then evil ensues. So this...
故事的焦點就是圍繞著在裡面有一場衝突的3個月之前超人是化解過的。咁一個國家叫做 Bravia， 咁另一個國家叫做 Ajanipur 之類啦。咁其實佢裏面頭先條片都講咗啦，就係講被攻打嗰個嘅 Ajanipur 嘅國家，睇落去個 feel 好似巴勒斯坦。
係啊，
波拉維亞佢見啲軍備係好似以色列嘅。
係啊，
表面講落去話，例如佢係美國盟友嚟嘅。
啊，
咁但係佢都好聰明嘅，即係我覺得即係呢套戲係 James Gunn 其實係行銷大超級天才。
啊，
佢其中呢套戲最天才嘅人，佢真係搞到嗰啲中意 woke culture 嘅人真係俾錢入去睇星援咯。
嗯，
佢哋 feel 到呢套戲被侵略嗰個國家好似巴勒斯坦。
哦，
佢覺得好 Q 感動，覺得真係傑出的一手，竟然就喺個荷里活呢個即係好多猶太嘅大老闆合幕後做大老闆嘅工業入邊，竟然會可以收埋一啲親巴勒斯坦嘅 message。佢哋高興到真係會真係。我哋美亞商行成日都話嗰啲即係嗰啲即係拆屋溝牆嗰啲人，其實都唔會花錢入場睇戲
嘅。
但係以前可能佢哋破例啊，
嚇
咁就你收到嗰幅圖，
得
咁係即係一陣可以出嘅。咁 尋埋嗰個 well building 係好，其實好狡猾啦。咁就有啲似 Top Gun Maverick 嗰種設定嘅，雖然即係大家都估到嗰個其實係伊朗，但係個整到又唔完全似係伊朗嗰種設定啦。依個又係有個咁嗰個國名似係玻利維亞嗰度少少轉過嚟。
係。
咁頭先 Matthew Bill 話就佢哋似係講俄文，我就唔同意嘅。其實主要你聽得出嗰啲係啲拉丁語系嘅語言嚟嘅。但係佢講 no 個字講 net。NYET 即係英語嘅拉丁名嘛，即係其實俄文就 no 嚟嘅。即係佢喺有啲嘢地方，即係有啲人又覺得，即係有少少人覺得，有啲人有好多人會覺得，即係被侵略嗰個國家似巴勒斯坦，但有啲人都覺得，即係侵略人嗰個國家其實可能係指俄羅斯咯。即係有少少嗰啲，即係一係俄烏一係爾巴嘅對抗入座喺入邊咧。但是烏克蘭未落後到好像電影入面的那處地方，那些
人
全部手無寸鐵，想著掟石來反抗，掟石反抗這件事不是真的巴勒斯坦 Interfather 那時候的那種形態，現在有時候抗議都還是會掟，一邊掟石一邊射出雷彈塑膠子彈，是
的，
但佢地理上你睇地图，你又睇唔出佢到底系世界上边一处地方噶咯。不过其实反为似似地喺南美洲北岸咁啊，咁嘅样噶咯。佢专登就捞咗好多元素，同埋嗰啲 port 唔系啲 Persian 俾嗰啲地名，其实系入多系印度地名嚟噶。但系嗰度又唔系印度嘅地方。
系嘛？佢嗰个总统嘅形象，我喺头度谂啊，佢有冇影射边一个？
系头先出幅图，出新加嗰幅图。有人話其實似係影射呢個以色列國父賓古里安嘅咯，咁係啲頭髮有少少飛起嘅咯。我睇戲院睇，其實我直觀覺得有少少，但係會唔會咁喺地獄嘅咧？其實好似個髮型其實似似愛因斯坦啫嘛。咁呢個亦都有啲微妙啦，因為愛因斯坦其實講過嗰個講明話佢唔贊成即係猶太建立自己一個民族國家嘅。即係佢係和平主義者嚟，佢就得知一喺嗰度建國就一定係衝突連綿啦。但即咁，其實同賓古里安嘅髮型都差唔多嘅，即係喺種好似鎖頭，唔鎖頭。
我開頭睇咧，我覺得啊，點解呢個佢咪影射盧海鵬咧？
我大軍閥啊！
我唔知，我總之唔知整起盧海鵬邊一個形象。
佢亦都專登搞到嗰種好抽離，就係整嗰啲好啲好天破 dictator 嗰啲咁嘅，即係浮誇軍服嘅形態咯。咁嗰個咪似即係嗰個波叔嗰、那個波叔出城嗰個系列啦，即係佢搞到似係影射又不似係影射啦，即係呢啲其實係超聰明嘅地方。
係啊，係啊，
咁其實佢都輕輕提過話被侵略嗰個國家其實本身係個極權國家嚟噶嘛。咁但我唔知點解，我唔知會唔會續集變咗，原來就揭咗呢嗰個被侵略國家嘅黑幕，就係當初點解要推翻平民出嚟咁樣手無寸鐵咁樣做反共，其實就係推佢哋做人吞。即系咁样嘅话，咁就特招超级大撞车噶啦，续集咁播出嚟噶嘛。
但系戏剧效果上嚟讲，系非常之厉害。
跟住可能跟住就即系头先 Best Appeal 就你见到佢真跟住到时就会即系心花怒放咁证明呢套戏。但系有少少其实就系谂化呢啲完全即系政治凌驾咗娱乐嘅一啲评论咯。如果佢真系吸咗嗰啲屋友走去入場睇戲嘅話，呢個真係行銷超級天才。
厲害啊！
唔係，其實佢其實變咗係佢變咗兩邊通殺嘅。
係啊，
即係一般嘅入場嘅觀眾，你冇迪士尼咁鬼屋嘅話，其實都會收貨噶啦。而今時今日，即係其實即係依個都可能係本台不斷現任嘅主持，甚至係一啲前主持都好，佢哋嘅個口徑都係即係話即係。同 Disney 相比，呢個簡直係清泉嚟啦。
係啊，係
喎，或者甚至係包埋 Amazon 添啦，或者 Netflix 添啦。即係 James Gunn 拍出嚟嗰啲嘢根本就係清泉嚟噶咯。但係其實 James Gunn 拍啲嘢有時都係有啲阻嘅。即係你例如南甲蟲嗰講嗰個即係中南美洲嘅 back story 嗰個，其實就係即係嗰個影射緊美國扶植嗰啲右翼政權啊。我覺得聰明的地方就是他沒有說被侵略的國家的內幕是怎樣，
是
即他落了很多墨說侵略人的國家是什麼樣子。另外有一件事就沒有，就是剛才你們都說的，就是說就是 Ben Shapiro 說、就是、超人為什麼會是正義的朋友，就是因為他落了在美國。即甚至會在那連環套世界，其實曾經有人寫過一個架空史版本的外傳，就話假如他去了落蘇聯，變成點咯？ 咁先套戲 feature 嗰雖然 feature 個客，但係我覺得 Green Lantern 演員嘅 Woody Harris 手法演繹好正，係好怪雞，但係佢其實佢髮型係幾深啊！啊，呢個又係有啲微妙啦，
嚇
即係嗰個黑人嗰、那個嗰、那個 Mr. Terrific 有少少 Sammy John Sammy Jackson 嗰種氣質啦，即係喺個冇粗口版嘅 Sammy Jackson，
冇粗口就爭好遠咯。不過咁講，
但佢都係留，佢都係留低，即係之後可能拍劇嘅引你去入坑。
係啦，係啦。
嚇嚇，即係 James Gunn 聰明嘅地方就係佢擺翻娛樂行先。係
係。
佢可能都係即係甚即係佢，但係佢嗰啲阻其實都係以前荷里活嗰種阻啦。
啊！
即係唔係而家啲暴走式嗰種阻啦，所以佢已經咁樣，佢冇咁阻已經係贏家。
啊，係啦。
嚇！
厲害。
即係其實，如果你調翻轉，你拍啲完全係就曬保守派趣味嘅片，其實可能可以即係唔小心咁樣，又搞會變咗出福音電影出嚟嘅。即係其實又係另一種難題嚟嘅啫嘛。係
啊，係啊。
佢係佢嗰個回復王道就係首先 entertaining first 咯。
嗯。
嚇。嚇嚇。嬲到都唔嬲到爆都唔將 end 到。
唔會啦，應該好難。
係。
我啦，如果我以而家嘅荷里活嚟講，除咗啊《塔倫天圖》嘅戲會出現 Amber 之外，我諗都好難揾到啲戲會出現。
Spike Lee 咯，
嚇
，Spike Lee 自己拍翻嗰啲黑人片啦，嚇，
係
就咁同埋咁其實佢有啲嘢似係影射 Trump 嘅，即係例如佢話喺異空間嗰度整外判監獄嗰樣嘢。
哦，
嗰樣嘢，但係嗰樣嘢其實都好幾明顯嚇，因為實質上現實世界嘅 Trump 其實係做緊類似嘅嘢，不過喺薩爾瓦多
啊
嚇，同埋咁嗰啲順便係抽埋小布殊時代嘅水咯。
哦，
即係呢啲外判監獄嗰啲嘢，佢其實係反恐戰爭嘅副產品嚟噶嘛，即係所謂 black slide 啫嘛。即係專門喺一啲人權狀況冇咁好嘅地方設啲秘密監獄嚟到做，即係去審判問呢啲恐怖分子嘅嫌疑犯。
嗯，
嚇，係。但實質上而家即係驅逐新法執非法移民都係有呢啲咁嘅味道嘅嘢喺度。咁但係超人反為似嗰啲收養咗嘅孩童咯，即係其實反為嗰啲似，即係有一段時間中國係有大量嘅女童係咁樣俾啲鬼佬鬼婆收養咗噶嘛，即係嗰啲係一孩化政策嘅副產品嚟噶啦，即係變咗好多而家嘅華裔嘅中國女子其實係被收養翻嚟啦，即係嗰個係有一段時間變咗個產業啦，但係而家應該因為已經唔再有一孩化，所以呢樣嘢係慢慢淡出咗咯。甚至講 Bad Way Citizenship 嗰樣東西，即係可能即係呢啲嘢會收大幅收緊。係啦，所以嚟講中間偏咗已經係贏。
係
嚇，
但我哋期待 James Gunn 揾邱淑貞出山，跟住發佢嘅戲。
哇！呢個
佢好似
搞搞下變咗 AI de aging 啊。
係
嚇，
係
係。咁你使唔使叫醒下大亨先？
好啊！
嚇、其實仲爭樣嘢係我本來諗住講先嘅，但係嗰樣嘢就其實嗰樣冇乜時間性，可能留翻以後先講都得嘅。係，誒，白台都講得啱，即係。咁實質上即係咁即係咁超人嘅 original story， 即係佢喺堪薩斯州即係即係俾一對鄉民夫婦去養大呢樣嘢，原來漫畫都係咁寫噶嘛。
啊哈！
實質上咁呢個其實真係實質上都係一種美國人嘅，就覺得即係真正嘅美國本色喺鄉下咯。
哦，
即係鄉民魂係好早已經有啦。同埋超人漫畫啱啱開始連載嗰陣時，其實都係回應緊世界
啊。
即係實質上其實即係超人初段已經係打納税嘅啦嘛。
啊，
咁實質同埋其實背後有單嘢就係即係大戰爆發之前有隻猶太難民船係去咗美國東岸嘅，但係最後尾小羅斯福最後決定都係唔接收呢班難民，即係驚收到第一隻就陸續有來。咁呢啲後來就變咗一個歷史污點啦。咁其實超人嘅呢個連環圖最初構成已經有呢種即係收容難民嘅隱喻喺度，所以佢底係咗嘅。 即係我唔會否認嘅。
嗯，
但係佐德嚟嘅佢都唔會去到而家比較政治兩極化，覺得就鄉民就係一班即係俾共和黨或者俾侵利用嘅白痴咁樣。
嗯，
即係呢套戲都係還原翻呢種鄉人民，同埋喺 Kansas 其實應該有少少係一個綠野仙蹤嘅致敬位嚟嘅咯。
哦，
因為 Dorothy 就係喺即係佢嘅鄉下係 Kansas， 遇上個龍捲風，跟住捲咗去 Oz 咯。
嗯嗯，
嚇，
哦，
係啊，係。哎，咁 confirm 啊，大亨其實應該醒咗啦。咁就本來有樣嘢可以講嘅，就係即係我首集我嘅 AI 初體驗啦。
AI 初體驗
啊，仲係馬斯克嗰個 AI 咯，但係就唔係嗰個大波比海沙，即係一個即係佢附喺 X 嗰度嗰個 3.0 嘅舊版咯。即係我其實就係問咗佢一個就其實都可能留翻遲啲先講噶啦，又唔使出圖書啦，留翻第日可能有機會先講嘅。問佢假如沒有布尼克空難會點啊？
嗯，
佢答得非常之 detail 咯，令我大咁吃驚咯。佢嘅推論同我嘅思路都幾似啊。有啲嘢可能我諗到，佢又冇諗到佢即係咁 specific， 但係大方向其實佢係答得好好咯。
嗯，
即係直情嗰啲係寫即係嗰啲係寫大學期，即係大學大考答問題嗰種程度嚟嘅咯。
嗯，
即係成個 point form 咁即係嚇
厲害。
即係我問佢啲正經問題，佢就正經咁答我咯。即係嗰啲就話呢個即係馬斯克呢個即係整無啦啦會答啲有納粹傾向嘅嘢，我唔知即係就可能嗰啲問題嘅問題都唔定咯。嗯
嚇，係
咁就講到呢度啦，大亨就行咗出嚟噶啦，已經。
好，我哋就去廣告啊，轉頭大亨加入啦，第三節翻嚟，好去廣告。